Well, Anton, happy with that. Obviously, comfortable enough in the end, but you had to work for it.
We did. Hey, at half time, you know, it was like three in it, and three small margins there just after half time. You know, they missed a three, they could have brought it back to two, and went up the run, got 2 points in a row, you know, so three small margins that they got us over the line, I think, today.
Yeah, and they went at you really at the start with three quick points.
They did, and we were expecting that, you know, and we talked about it. We were slow out of the blocks last week, and you know, we're trying to hit that this week again, but it didn't happen, so it's something we need to work on. But listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, the two goals in the first half were so important, weren't they?
Yeah, and they came at key times because they were getting momentum when we got the goal, so you know, we're happy with that there. And, you know, it's what we've been training for all year, you know, is that pace and power, so it's good to get it.
Yeah, because that pace, you know, you do defend in large numbers, but if you do that, you have to have great pace to get the ball fast, forward fast.
I suppose it's the modern game, and the two wing forwards must be the worst position on the pitch. They're up and down, they're trying to get everywhere.
They need a bicycle.
In fairness, they're in good shape, and they give us great link in the play as well. So you know, with credit where credit's due with the team. You know, every man's put in a shift in training too. So
yeah, Jack got the first goal, Connor got the second goal. Yeah. Two very good goals.
Two well-worked goals. You know, it's something that you work on in training, and it comes off. When you see it paying off, you're happy with it. So you know, it's something we targeted before the game was getting goals. Yeah. So,
and I suppose you capped a great personal performance with 3 points. He's a great leader, isn't he?
Great man to have there. Hey, he's wears his heart in his sleeve, and you know, he gives everything to the club, and you know, he's just a phenomenal man to have about there. So
yeah. So you're happy to be through to the quarter final, and the good news, you're playing Kilcare, I think.
It is what it is. Listen, it's where you want to be. At the start of the year, we targeted staying up, and we targeted getting to the quarter final. So we're happy enough with that, and you know, we want to push on. I think we're a good up and coming team. We have to respect Kilcare, they're a good team too, but they have to match us too, you know.
A lot of youth in the team, a lot of pace in the team, I suppose the thing is to get them to stick around now.
That's the biggest problem. I said at the start of the year, our ambition was, you know, to keep the team together. Over the course of the league, we used 38 players, so that'll tell you where we are in numbers with injuries and that. But listen, I think we've only 7 players over the age of 26 playing between two teams, so we're relatively young yet.
And have you got everybody you want at this stage, Anthony?
Nearly. With one lad not available today. He was a christening cornerback, but he should be back in for the following week. So apart from that, and then we had another lad then had to go to Lerwick for working with Nets. So, but we should have everyone about.